After I spoke to Kelsey, Iran announced that Ayatollah Khamenei's son, Mojtaba, would replace him as supreme leader. It's an appointment backed by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or IRGC. The previous Ayatollah was publicly, at least, against the idea of going for a bomb. So I asked Kelsey where his death leaves things. Will the strikes on Iran push them closer to going for a nuclear weapon because they see that not having one hasn't really served them well?
There is a real risk that the new leader in Iran or a new government in Iran will choose nuclear weapons. This is one of the problems with Trump thinking that regime change is going to solve all of these issues that the United States has with Iran, including the nuclear issue. But regime change is not an effective non-proliferation policy. I think there is a real risk that Iran will decide that it needs nuclear weapons to deter further attack, and that remaining party to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty no longer serves Iran's security interests. Now, I don't think it's likely that we're going to see any immediate dash for a nuclear weapon. But I do think it's going to be more likely down the road, particularly if, this government is backed by the IRGC.
And just finally, Kelsey, how do you see this latest round of attacks impacting the wider goal of nuclear non-proliferation?
Nuclear non-proliferation efforts are at a crossroads, and there is a perfect storm of political and technical factors brewing that are pushing a number of states closer to nuclear weapons. So the U.S. strikes now, dealt another blow to non-proliferation efforts. The U.S. demonstrated that it was not negotiating with Iran in good faith. It did not exhaust the diplomatic process. That gives countries far less incentive to negotiate with the United States over nuclear issues. And one of the most significant factors that can drive a state to develop nuclear weapons is if it does not feel that it has credible security commitments from partners. So I fear the U.S. and Israeli strikes are going to have ripple effects far beyond Iran when we're considering proliferation risk. We're going to be dealing with the consequences for decades to come.
Kelsey, huge thanks for joining us. Thanks again to Kelsey Davenport. You can keep up to date with all The Guardian's reporting on the war at theguardian.com. And that's all from us. Today's sound design was by Joel Cox, and the executive producer was Ellie Murie. We'll be back on Thursday. See you then.
This is The Guardian.